The book of Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 3. Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest. This is not Joshua that led the Israelites into the promised land after the death of Moses. Different Joshua, different time period. But it says, then he showed me Joshua the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him. So the scene actually shifts to a courtroom in heaven. And there in heaven, the devil is seen standing before the Son of God, and he accuses the Jewish high priest Joshua of doing something wrong. Now, the thing is, Joshua is representative of all Israel here. Verse 2. The Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire?" God tells the devil just to shut his mouth. He's saying, quit telling me about the bad things Joshua has been doing because I've saved him. Quit telling me about how bad my people are, Satan, because I'm not listening to you. Verse 3. Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. And this is very symbolic. The filthy clothes on the high priest represent all the sinful things that the Israelites did, which led them to being punished by God. But then let's read on in verse 4. The angel said to those who were standing before him, "Take off his filthy clothes." Then he said to Joshua, "See, I have taken away your sin, and I will put rich garments on you." The dirty clothes, as I said, represent all the sinful things that the Israelites did, but God replaced the dirty clothes with clean clothes. That means he forgave all the sins of his people. So it happens when you turn to Christ today. God removes your filthy garment and replaces it with a clean garment. The devil can accuse God's people all he wants, but God says, "I don't see any sin. They're forgiven. They're washed. They're clean." Verse 5, then I said, "Put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him while the angel of the Lord stood by. A turban was a special hat that the high priest used to wear. So he gets a clean turban too. Verse 6. The angel of the Lord gave this charge to Joshua. In other words, God is about to give a loving but stern warning to his high priest. Here it is, verse 7. This is what the Lord Almighty says. If you will walk in my ways and keep my requirements, then you will govern my house and have charge of my courts, and I will give you a place among those standing here. The high priest has two jobs: obey God's moral law himself, and obey the ritual laws. In other words, be an example to the people and do all the religious activities the correct way. Verse 8. Listen, O high priest, Joshua and your associates seated before you, who are men of symbolic of things to come, I am going to bring my servant the branch. And God in these final three verses tells us what he will do in the future. The branch God says he will send in the future is his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Verse 9. See, the stone I have set in front of Joshua, there are seven eyes on that one stone, and I will engrave an inscription. Oops, I got to turn the page. I will engrave an inscription on it, says the Lord Almighty, and I will remove the sin of this land in a single day. The day when God removes sin looks forward to the day when Jesus Christ died on the cross and paid for sin. It points ultimately to the end of the church age when the Jews turn to Christ in large numbers and as a result are forgiven. It encompasses all of that. Verse 10, in that day each of you will invite his neighbor to sit under his vine and his fig tree, declares the Lord Almighty. And this is a picture of the good times that await the Lord's people after Jesus Christ returns to earth. So much for chapter 3. Next time, chapter 4. Until then, Mike Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.